As we say goodbye today, it seems appropriate to end by saying goodbye to British Prime Minister Theresa May. Her political legacy will be debated for years to come. And her musical legacy? The World's Andrea Crossan has some thoughts.
For Theresa May, one of her most memorable political moments was set to music. It all started last year when she was on an official visit to South Africa. She did an impromptu dance with kids there. Her signature move was something between a middle school prom shuffle and the robot, and it launched 1,000 memes. May made it clear she was in on the joke when she took the stage at the 2018 Conservative Party convention. She smiled widely and danced awkwardly as the crowd cheered her on. Theresa May will be remembered for her unique dance style. But what about the music written about her? I went looking for songs inspired by her time as Prime Minister. There was this one by Captain Ska.
We, the Conservative Party, can build a better Britain.
She's a liar, liar. She's a liar, liar. No, you can't trust her. No, 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 no.
And then there were some remixes made of her political statements, like this one.
The strong and stable,
hate and evil.
With the strong and stable, and stable and wrong. With the strong and stable government,
life is still a struggle.
One thing became clear as I started hunting for music about Theresa May. When it comes to British politicians, women seem to inspire more songs. And to be clear, these are not love songs. Just do a Google search for songs about Margaret Thatcher. Stand Down Margaret by The English Beat. Or this one by John McCullough.
And we'll dance, yes we'll dance. We'll dance on your grave, Mrs. Thatcher. We'll dance. Yes, we'll dance. We'll dance on your grave, Mrs. Thatcher.
Or almost anything in Billy Bragg's back catalog. But look for songs about John Major, Tony Blair, or David Cameron, and, well, there's just not much. It could be that it's harder to find lyrics that rhyme with Cameron. Or it could be something else. Whatever the reason for it, as Theresa May leaves office, she'll be followed by the long shadow of a failed Brexit. But no matter what comes next, she should remember this. You can dance. You can jive. Having the time of your life. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.
And I'm Marco Werman, and that's ABBA and Eric Goldberg. He's the one behind our theme music. That is a wrap from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. You all have a great weekend.